This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks in Sweden between the U.S. and North Korea have broken off, with the two sides offering contradictory assessments of their progress. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The State Department describes the talks as good discussions that it intends to build on in 2 weeks. But North Korea's chief negotiator says the talks on Pyongyang's nuclear program have broken down, blaming it on the U.S. for not discarding its old stance and attitude. The State Department maintains the North's comments do not reflect the content or the spirit of the talks that took place in Stockholm Saturday. Diplomatic ties between the U.S. and North Korea have been static since the February breakdown of a second summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Vietnam. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump lashed out at another Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, on Saturday after Romney called the president's appeals to Ukraine and China to investigate former Vice President Joe Biden wrong in a polling. In a series of tweets Saturday, Mr. Trump defended his comments and lashed out at Romney, calling him a pompous ass who has been fighting for him from the beginning. He later called Romney, the 2012 presidential nominee, a fool who was playing into the hands of congressional Democrats. Traveling in Greece, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo dismissed questions about Mr. Trump's attempts to push Ukraine and China to investigate the former vice president.
We wanted to make sure that they didn't interfere in our election in 2016. We wanted to make sure that if we underwrote Javelin missile systems, something that the previous administration refused to do, we wanted to make sure that we were doing this with a government that was straight up.
In his own tweet Friday, Romney said the president's statements that he was investigating corruption did strain since former Vice President Biden and his son are the only targets of the president's investigation. This is VOA News.